You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me here today.
So we're talking about the subject of retirement.
Right.
And whether to pay off your house or not. And a third choice that some people have to consider is it better to rent versus owning a home when you're in retirement?
Right. Well, I think one of the questions that I had is, you know, the first comes to my mind is my liquidity, my cushion, in my head, I'm thinking if I own a home, if that emergency comes up, I actually hopefully have made the right choice in a home and I have some equity built up that I can tap into. Whereas if I rented, I don't, you know, and didn't have a retirement plan, I'd be a little nervous about that.
Okay. So here's one hole in that argument is that if you have a bunch of equity in a home mm-hmm. and the emergency comes up, in most cases, you cannot tap into it. Okay. So if you think about the only way somebody can tap into that equity is if they either have a reverse mortgage, which is where they're systematically taking equity out as they're heading toward retirement or during retirement, or if you have a home equity line of credit.
Okay. Right.
Those are the ways that in an emergency you could tap into it.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you can't tap into it. And okay. It's when people need access to the money is when they can't get it because they've lost their job or they've run into some major expense that has hurt their credit, some medical, you know, major medical bill that hits their credit, and now they can't get a mortgage to tap mm-hmm. into that equity.
Right. That's true. That's a good point. So what are some of the things that we should consider if we're thinking about renting versus home ownership?
Okay. So if you're thinking about renting versus home ownership, here are a couple of things to think about is what is your budget for renting or ownership net of taxes?
Okay.
All right. So then also, do you view a home or condo as a potential investment opportunity or just another cost of living is another important
mm-hmm.
question.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is, have you thought about the risks associated with home ownership from the standpoint of unexpected costs and can your budget tolerate those costs?
All right. Well, let's begin the first step.
All right. So as we think about those different options, so mm-hmm. think about your after-tax expectations for what your house payment is.
So, example, a gentleman came in and he lives in downtown St. Louis, lived there his whole life, but his property taxes are so much more than he was prepared for when he went into retirement. How does that work?
Okay, so the property taxes are always going to continue to go up as well mm-hmm. as your insurance.
Right.
So that's one of those things with home ownership that even if you have a paid off house, you know that those will still continue to go up over time. Much like rent will also continue to go up over time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be prepared for either of those contingencies. And you have to think about, you do get the tax deduction of mortgage interest and the tax deduction of your property
when
taxes.
When you own a home.
When mm-hmm. you do own a home and mm-hmm. you miss out on that when you're renting.
Right, okay.
So let's actually talk a little bit about the situations where renting is a better opportunity.
Okay,
so here are the places. First thing is, what are the few instances? Because I'm going to say, by and large, it's better to own a home than it is to rent. But why would somebody rent instead of owning a home in retirement? So here are some reasons. When you choose to rent, it's kind of like shorting a stock. Okay? And some people may not know what shorting a stock means. So when you short a stock, what it means is you're betting on the fact that stock is going to go down instead of going up. So if you're not very optimistic about the housing market and you think, you know, if we looked back and it were 2008, and you saw doom and gloom before the market crashed, let's actually say 2007, and you saw that coming, okay, and you could sell your house in 2007 at the peak of the market, then you should have sold it. It would have been much better to rent, you know, to sell the house at the peak of the market and rent during those bad years, and then rebuy once the housing market hit its bottom.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're not very optimistic about the future of the housing market, then it may be a good time to rent. Now, I'll tell you that I am very optimistic about the future of the housing market at this point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I may not say that 3 or 4 years from now as the market continues to climb, but by and large, the housing market over time will continue to go up. And you know, for people that have any kind of inflation fears, when inflation goes up, then fixed assets like a home will also go up with inflation.
Okay.
Okay, so that may be a very good thing as a hedge against inflation. A lot of our listeners have a lot of fears about inflation because I hear this from them when they call me during the week. So here are a couple other reasons why somebody may want to rent. Okay. No maintenance.
Right. That's one of the things I was going to say. You know, my dad's getting older and cutting the grass and all that. He's just getting worn out with from
right.
it.
Right. So if you get to an age where you either can't do it or you're not willing to do it, then you may, let's say if somebody's widowed and now the husband did all that maintenance and they're gone right. now, it may be better to rent.
And is it in your budget, you know, if you own the home to pay someone to cut the grass?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You have to think through all of those things.
Right.
So another thing is, what if you're going to be moving in the next 3 years or so, okay, then renting may be better than buying a new home. Because right. you have to think about, you have to appreciate at least 6% to pay for your real estate commissions.
True.
So right. somebody has to think about that, because that's going to eat up, you know, 1 or 1.5 years of appreciation just to pay the real estate commissions.
Now, how is this any different than like a townhome or a condominium? Would they be good investment opportunities? Or
absolutely, know? those are selling really well right now. We're seeing really good appreciation with those. And the beauty of a lot of those with a villa, you know, a condo, a townhome is mm-hmm. that all the exterior maintenance is done for you.
Right.
So that's an option where you could get rid of a lot of the maintenance and still be a homeowner.
Okay.
So I think
okay.
that can be a really good opportunity. Here's another reason why somebody might want to rent would be because of the freedom that comes with it.
True, because you don't have to, like you said earlier, maintain it or anything, really worry about that part.
Right. You know what your lease term is. So at the yeah. end of your lease, you're not necessarily locked into that property. If you want to move right. to a different state, move closer to your kids,
right.
whatever it is.
The market value of the property doesn't matter. You don't have to, you know, you're not selling it that way.
Right. And here's another thing that I'm not an expert on, but it, I think applies to this, is sometimes qualifying for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
If you own a home, a lot of times
that is true.
You
it
can't
affects,
qualify. And I don't know correct. All the rules around that, but that's definitely something to look into. So now let's look at kind of the flip side of that and talk about the home ownership aspects, because mm-hmm. I think there are still some major advantages there. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about whether it's better to own or rent during retirement. And we just covered all the reasons to rent and when that's the best option. And now, as we talk about the reasons to own, if the property continues to appreciate, that in itself is a pretty good reason to own a home.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
it's a significant reason.
And what would one of those reasons be? Just because they have liquidity or, you know, equity built in to be able to sell the property? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that just having, you know, having a home that's going to continue to appreciate, you will build more equity through the appreciation than you will from paying the mortgage down.
Right.
Okay, so you will.
I think so.
As it continues to appreciate, it also lets you have opportunities to access some of that equity if you need it in the future.
Right. And right now, the interest rates are still pretty competitive. You know, back in the, 80s, 90s, we were at an ungodly amount of interest rate.
Right.
You know, so right now.
It's cheap money.
Yeah, it's real cheap money. And it's a great way to reinvest in your future, I think. But.
Well, we get a lot of people going into retirement that are still buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
And they start having different considerations because they're thinking about their kids coming home for the holidays or their grandkids coming home.
Right.
What are the things that are going to fit
downsizing
their lifestyle the best?
Downsizing is another one that is considered, you know, downsizing. You can't maintain the big house, but still want a house.
Right. And now the needs are different that, you know, they don't necessarily need some really big house.
Right.
So they may want to downsize into something smaller that's still a small percentage of their income.
Right.
Okay, so keep your housing expense as low as possible.
Right.
And that way you'll have that extra money to do the things that you want to do.
One of the things to really help you summarize and decide whether to own a home in retirement, or a decision that can be made, you know, several key points here. Decide whether you're looking to make an investment or just budget a cost of living. This came up with my parents is, you know, they've really looked at every home that they've purchased as an investment and how they can get their money back versus kind of thinking about now and they did consider their budget, but it's still things change and that kind of thing. That's one of the key points I think is important to think about.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, Tammy, I want to make sure we put a couple links to some articles in this on our website. If you visit smartwithyourmoney.com, look for owning versus renting during retirement. And we'll put a couple links in there to some articles that will be really good to educate you. And if you want personal advice in this area, reach out to me, set up a consultation, and I'll make sure that if you're in a mortgage now, it's the best one for your needs. Or if you want to consider downsizing, let's talk about the mortgage on that next place to make sure it fits in your budget. And we think through what life events are going to happen to you, what's going to happen to your income as you move closer to retirement.
That's right.
So coming up, we're going to be talking about, are you house poor? Okay, what are the formulas to make sure that you don't get in a situation where you are house poor? You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.